that's not what's going on. And I've never had anything to do with Mercy Housing. I don't have, you know, I'm not seeking employment there. I've never had a job there. Do you have any information that would lead you to think otherwise? In Lane's case,
I'm not, you know, other than just people telling me that they've seen him there all the time in their office, you know, on an almost daily basis at one point. That was the only thing that would lead me to believe that.
I see. But, I mean, it's certainly, regardless of that whole issue, the question of what's the next step? Is anything coming up on the council agenda this
Tuesday? I'm not sure what's coming back to them, you know, when they're going to schedule anything to do with low-income housing again. So, at this point, I guess it's in the staff's hands and depends on what staff decides to do with it.
For people who want to help out on this issue or get better informed, do you have a number people can call?
They can call 427-5593.
427-5593. Again, we're out of time, Scott. It always happens because you have so much information. I'd like to talk to you about other things like the shoulder tap law, and I know that you and I had a disagreement about what to do regarding whether the boycott bigotry campaign downtown is going to help homeless people, but we're going to have to postpone that till perhaps the next show.
Okay.
I appreciate your talking to me.
All right. Talk to you later, Robert.
All righty.
Have a good afternoon.
And we are in the last 5 minutes of the program. We're going to take this last call, and then I think we're going to run. Hi, you're on Free Radio. Got to talk fast.
Robert, Bob LaMonica. I got some comments.
Okay, you got 60 seconds.
Well, I need more than that.
We got problems because it's the end of the show.
Okay, so. I don't want to aberrate the process. That's a quote from a council person, by the way, but I do have some comments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the progressives here in Santa Cruz, they jumped out of the woodwork to oppose borders. And they're quick to orchestrate public propaganda sessions on land trust. What this land trust is all about is what the previous caller was saying, is to get cronies in place for the inevitable nonprofit or well-funded board. It's about jobs. And this scant lack of a quorum denial is simply a cowardly political tactic to avoid taking a formal position on rent control. I have found rent control to be incredibly fascinating for the political impact that it's had in Santa Cruz. Rent control is by far and beyond the most effective thing that can be done legally to mitigate the housing crisis in Santa Cruz. And I find it appalling that the progressives, the so-called progressives in SCAN, who has known all about this since before it was launched, have avoided it all along the way. And I'm going to use the word cowardly. They're cowards.
Bob, let me ask you to...
I hope and pray this makes it to ballot, and whatever the outcome of rent control is, I will be vocal on this point.
Excellent.
Because I am sick of the progressives and SCAN claiming that they have some kind of righteousness to set the agenda. That lack of a quorum on October 13th was a cowardly political tactic to avoid taking a formal position on rent control.
Thank you, Bob.
One other thing. Land trusts, even if 100 land trust units were built, 100, which is what they built in Berkeley, we're talking about 0.01% of the renters in Santa Cruz. What's happening to Linda LaMaster would not happen had rent control been implemented. The city council can implement rent control whenever they want. Let's have the courage to do what's right.
Right on, Bob.
Thank you very much.
And we are at the end of the show. We're not even going to be able to do our music. I'm going to spend the last 2 minutes getting out a couple of announcements, and then I'm going to turn the show over to the notorious Hen and her associate. Again, CPRB meets tomorrow at 5:30. Also meeting tomorrow is the Community House, the Services Committee of the Homeless Issues Task Force at Community House at 4 o'clock. Then at 7 o'clock, I haven't mentioned, there is skateboard park talk in the county at the Board of Supervisors Chambers. Check it out, 7 o'clock, Monday, November 8th. On the 9th, City Council meetings, big time. You can hear the Homeless Issues Task Force issues arise. That's at the 3:30 session and the shoulder tap law. And I believe Borders comes in at 7, though I encourage you to check out your agendas for that, and that's at the library if you want to find that out. There's going to be a pretrial for David Lidgey at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. He was accused of an altercation at Wash Rock on July 14th. If there are any witnesses to that, please give a call to the Huff line, 423-HUFF. That's on July 14th in the evening between 9 and 9:30 at Wash Rock. If you saw that conflict, he's getting harassed for it. Please call me up and I will pass on information to him. 6 o'clock on Wednesday, SCAN Land Trust meets again. Maybe Bob will be down there to face him down and talk about issues, about what's going on then. Then on Thursday morning, 11 o'clock in the morning or 1, we're not sure, protest against the Sentinel. And there's going to be a shelter committee of the homeless at the Homeless Services Center of the Homeless Issues Task Force. In case you've missed that, call 423-HUFF. I'm going to try to put most of it on my machine. I want to thank you for tuning in today to Free Radio, and come back on Thursday where we'll be continuing this endless dialogue. And please listen in to the next show, which will be a welcome change of pace. You won't hear my voice, at least, until Thursday.
Hooray!
Thank you.
That I would never again in my life abdicate to somebody else my right and my ability to decide who the enemy is.